Bob Vila here with my home improvement tip of the day. Chair rail molding adds a tasteful touch to rooms, especially when it's combined with crown molding. Chair rail type moldings were used at least as far back as the Greeks and the Romans, but they didn't come into popular usage until 18th century England. They were all about protecting walls from chairs, which were always kept at rest up against the walls in proper English dining rooms. If you're thinking of installing chair rails in your home, here are a few points to keep in mind. To be the most visually appealing, chair rails need to be installed at the right height. Most experts say the right height is about a third of the distance from the floor to the ceiling. If your tastes tell you otherwise, maybe go a little lower rather than higher. Installing above 32 inches is likely to be unflattering to the proportions of the room. The best width for a chair rail molding will vary a bit depending on the dimensions and the wall colors of the room, but 2 to 3 inches is most common. Get more info at bobvila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.